Creative Minnesota has a brand new study out. It's an in-depth look at the economic impact of arts and cultural organizations in Minnesota. The new report is the most comprehensive ever, and it looks at several cities and counties in Minnesota. Sheila Smith is the executive director of Minnesota Citizens for the Arts, which conducted this research. She's going to be touring Minnesota in October to share the results, and she joins us this morning over the phone. Welcome back, Sheila.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you all again.
Yeah. Hi, Sheila. This is your friend, Kathy Dodge.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey. Say, tell us why a report like this is important for Minnesota.
Well, we're partnering with 17 cities and counties all across the state who were interested in finding out what is the impact of having nonprofit arts and culture organizations in town. How does it help with the local economy? Are there ways that they can improve and increase the amount of people coming from out of town to attend arts events and spend money and help the local economy? And so they've all joined in the study for their own reasons. But I think people just don't realize how nonprofit organizations are actually a benefit to the local economy and provide jobs and tourism. And this getting the study done was a way to sort that out.
And you're going to be in Grand Rapids on Friday, October 2nd, and Virginia also. And you, the study was funded, I know, as an insider by the Grand Rapids Arts and Culture Commission. But can you tell what other parts of the states were studied and why those cities and counties were chosen?
Sure. There are 17 in all, and actually there's four in the Northland. The study for Virginia and for Grand Rapids both come out on October 2nd. Then October 26th, we'll be doing the release event for the one of Duluth, and then November 3rd up in Cook County, including Grand Marais. And it was an opt-in project. We had done statewide and regional studies that came out in February, and it found that the Arrowhead had nearly $40 million in economic impact from its nonprofit arts and culture organizations, which was a big surprise. It was the Arrowhead is behind only the Twin Cities in terms of the size of its nonprofit economy, which really kind of blew us all away. And we heard from a lot of cities that they were curious to know what the economic impact was of the organizations in their areas. So we organized the second round, which uses all the data collection and economic modeling and all that stuff that we had done for that first study to really focus down on city-level studies.
And I want to add, too, that the Arrowhead region is the least populated in the state also, are one of the smaller in population density, so which makes that result even more impressive.
Right. You had one of the highest per person spending of arts attendees, and you had also had a pretty healthy percentage of the attendees that are coming from outside the region. So what I think is what it tells us is that the nonprofit arts and culture organizations are a great tourism partner, bringing people to town to spend money, to go to the arts event, but then they're coming up from the cities, they're coming from all over the place, so they're staying in hotels and they're spending money in restaurants, so it's they're a real great contributor to the local economy.
We're speaking with Sheila Smith. She is with the Minnesota Citizens for the Arts. And Sheila, in addition to surprising findings of northeastern Minnesota, are there other things that stick out in this report that you weren't quite expecting?
Well, I think you'll see once the studies come out. I can't tell you what the results are yet because it's not officially out, but it's interesting to look at the per capita economic impact. That is, for each resident of a community, how much economic impact is there from the nonprofit arts and culture? And it's really all over the place. So there are places, and for example, Grand Rapids and Cook County, where the per capita economic impact from the arts is really high, and it shows that the community has really made an effort to bolster its nonprofit arts organizations, but also to market those opportunities for fun outside of the area to bring people to town. And then there's other places where that's just not true, and they're surprisingly low. And so just looking at how the different cities are faring tells you a story that's really interesting. And I think people will be using these results as we go into the future to think about putting the arts into the economic development planning for cities and towns across the state, because obviously it can be an important tool.
Why is it important to have such rigorous economic analysis of this? I mean, aren't there other less measurable values to the arts in our communities?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, nobody gets into the arts because they want to make an economic impact, right? People all across the state, they need a place to express their talents and, you know, share fun experiences with their neighbors. But I think the economic impact angle is interesting because it gives us a way to talk about these activities that speaks the language of the folks who are interested in economic development and interested in tourism and interested in building industries in their region, to understand that the arts can also be a tool in the toolbox. And there's some places that don't understand that yet, but this data will help kind of fit the nonprofit arts and culture activities into that kind of work.
And will this influence or change the direction of what Minnesota Citizens for the Arts does as it moves forward as an organization? And I'm on the board of directors. We're basically a lobbying organization for the arts.
Yeah, well, you learn when you're in politics for a long time that nobody cares about big, giant numbers. They just want to know what's going on in their own local area. And so, but it's hard to make good decisions if you don't have good data, and that's one of the problems we're trying to fix, is that there just hasn't been good data. And so having hard data on hand will help cities and counties make their own decisions about what kind of money they should be putting into the nonprofit arts and culture sector so that it can help them with economic development payoffs later on. So our goal is to give cities and counties the tools they need to make their own decision-making. And so for that reason, a lot of these cities are having me come and do presentations of the results at a city council meeting or an economic development meeting or that kind of thing, because they want to use this information for their own purposes.
Uh-huh. Now, Sheila, it's been 7 years now. In 2008, Minnesota passed the Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment. That, of course, allocates funds for the arts and cultural heritage in Minnesota. How has it made a difference to artists and arts organizations in Minnesota?
Oh, it's really been incredible. I mean, the last time we did an economic impact study, for example, in Minnesota was in 2007, right before the Legacy Amendment hit. And on a statewide basis, previous to the passage of the Legacy Amendment, there was an $838 million statewide economic impact. Now there's a $1.2 billion economic impact from the arts. The Legacy Amendment helped a lot of small, struggling volunteer organizations make it through that terrible recession that we're now pretty much out of. And in other states, a lot of smaller efforts, they just went out of business. They couldn't make it through that hard times. And because of that, we started a little bit higher up on a platform of health for these nonprofit arts organizations that are now growing, serving more people, reaching more citizens. Over 19 million people are being served by nonprofit arts and culture organizations in Minnesota now, which is a huge jump from pre-legacy. And, you know, the economic impact of the arts in Minnesota is double what's going on in Wisconsin. And Wisconsin is investing almost nothing in the nonprofit arts and culture sector, and the sector is really suffering over there. When you cross the border, you can see the difference in terms of the opportunities available to the people that live in Minnesota compared to all the surrounding states. We're drawing artistic talent from all over the place. It's been really interesting to watch. And I think after 25 years, you know, we're a bright shining light on the prairie in terms of artistic activity, and all that creativity being pumped into our cities and towns, keeping people in town and having them, instead of having them move away to bigger cities because there is so much to do locally, it's good and healthy all of Minnesota.
Sheila Smith, she's the executive director of the Minnesota Citizens for the Arts. We're talking with her about a new study that looks at the economic impact of the arts and cultural organizations in Minnesota. And Sheila will be in Virginia and Grand Rapids this Friday presenting results of that study. And she'll be traveling around Minnesota the month of October to explain that. Sheila, thank you for being on our program this morning.
Thank you. I hope to see you on Friday at noon at the Lyric Center for the Arts in Virginia or at 5 p.m. at McRosty in Grand Rapids.
All right, thanks. And you can call us for more information about Sheila's appearances around northern Minnesota. She's in Duluth and Fergus Falls later this month. Our number is 800-662-5799.
This interview has been a part of Area Voices, our series telling the arts, cultural, and historical stories of northern Minnesota. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.